This is Logan Sekulow. Last night, Justice Amy Barrett confirmed, and immediately, court packing threatened by the Democrats.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This is a momentous day for America, for the United States Constitution, and for the fair and impartial rule of law.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I love the Constitution and the Democratic Republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it. Thank you.
And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trailblazing, heck-raising online good time takeover of Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow, and today's a bit more Jay Sekulow Live. Usually it leans more reprogram, but today it's a little more Jay Sekulow Live. I got all your favorites. I've got Wes in the studio. I've got Than in D.C. Maybe got Andy popping by later. It's going to be a good time because as of last night, a lot of you saw, maybe stayed up late to watch the confirmation of now Justice, or at least close to Justice Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. A legacy that, Than, I want to go to you. A legacy that, regardless of how the next week shakes out for the president and how things go with the election, this is, unless they get their way with the court packing, we'll get to that. This is the legacy of this presidency, potentially.
Yeah, Logan, sure is. First of all, happy to be with you, whether it's the reprogram or Jay Sekulow Live, either way. I agree with you. Right? Well, okay, yeah. Somewhere in the middle. Yeah. I think, Logan, this is going to be maybe the biggest legacy that President Trump leaves behind. And quite frankly, there is a lot to choose from. I mean, the transformation of the Middle East is certainly right up there as well.
Sure.
But three justices named to the Supreme Court. And I've got to tell you, I mean, Justice Barrett, now we get to call her Justice Barrett, after being confirmed by a 4-vote margin last night, 52-48, which actually, Logan, I would describe that as some breathing room in today's environment. That's yeah. not a razor wire vote. Yeah, it wasn't quite. Technically bipartisan, but yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. It's a convincing vote in today's world. And look, I just have to tell you, I have a lot of confidence in Justice Barrett. She may not, of course, she won't make every opinion, every ruling as I would. If you're actually a good justice, you don't do that. But Logan, I have a lot of confidence that we're going to be very privileged from her service for decades on the court.
Yeah, I was very pleased with this. I was excited to see the confirmation process go fairly swiftly and also go fairly controversy-free after our last one. So the fact that this kind of felt more traditional. Now, obviously, we had some interesting stuff happen immediately following, which was some fallout. We obviously saw a lot of the Democrats come out immediately, not only saying, no, this is ridiculous, but call for court packing, a phrase that I don't even remember. Like, we mean, we know we said it, but it wasn't even something that was rolling off your tongue a few months ago, but now seems like, it's like social distancing. It's like common phrase that everyone knows now, and everyone knows what it means, essentially to expand the court, expand the Supreme Court of the United States beyond the 9 justices. And this is going to be a very controversial topic. If you're watching online right now, which I know a lot of you are, give me a call. It's at 1-800-684-3110. Do me a favor. I want to hear your opinions on Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed, if you're excited, how you feel, but then also on the situation at hand, which is that court packing seems to be a legit threat that could be coming. I want to talk that out. If you have questions about that, we're going to answer it. We got people who are experts on these kind of things that are going to discuss that with you. We also obviously want to take your call because we are 1 week away. It doesn't feel like it because this has been the weirdest election season of our life. We are 1 week away from election day. So wild because, typically you expect all of the pomp and circumstance leading up. You kind of build yourself up. It's exciting. It's fun. The energy is in the room. Not as much this time. Let's see what happens. We only got 1 week out. I want to know what you have to say about that. Again, give me a call, 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to be premiering a new Bald Beagle video. That'll be coming up during the show. We're going to play a clip, and it'll be on our YouTube channel. By the time you hear that, it'll be available right there for you to show your kids on how the Electoral College actually works, which I'm sure you're probably asking yourself that as well. We'll be right back with more on the Reprogram Takeover.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Seculo Live. This is Logan Seculo sitting in as part of a Logan Seculo reprogram, a semi-quasi takeover show, because today Will Haynes isn't here. He's on vacation. He picked a good week to be out. And, you know, but I'm joined by Colonel Wes Smith, who always has great points of view. Now, Wes, I'm sure you were like a lot of us. You watched what happened last night, confirmed, kind of smooth sailing, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing I thought about last night as I watched all of it, and it was a historic night, is that there really are a lot of similarities between Justice Barrett and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They were both mothers who, you know, have children and balance that with their law profession. Both of them were a top in their class in law school. Both of them were pioneers in their own field. Both of them really have done a lot for the rights of women to excel in the legal profession. It's just they arrived at different conclusions about things like choice versus you know, pro-life. Last night, the thing that struck me most, though, Logan, and by the way, I forgot my headband.
That's okay. I'll hook you up with one. Right. I got extras. They're clean, too.
But there was so much theatrics and drama, but it was sort of faux drama. You might even call it histrionics. And the things that were said, the way they voted and walked out of the Senate chamber, Chuck Schumer saying that this is the darkest day in the 231-year history of the United States Senate. And I listened to that, and I'm thinking, you know, I could think of several other times that were darker. For example, in 1860 and 1861, when part of the Senate walked out and joined a rebellion, I'd say that was a pretty dark day in the U.S. Senate. But apparently, according to Chuck Schumer, nothing like what it is now. I think he has a very shallow view of history.
Yeah, it's a lot of hyperbole.
Oh, yeah.
You get me? I was watching, and this is totally different than what you expect. I was watching a special on Dave Chappelle, the comedian, who was interviewed by David Letterman. He talks about how Joe Biden called President Trump the first racist president. He's like, okay, you know, like you know, you could say a lot of things, but that's like just not like, you can either agree or disagree on that. Obviously, we disagree, but you know, history does not lead yourself to those conclusions. It's like people are only in the history of their lifetime, and they can't see outside of what actually has led us up to this historic point. What, the fifth justice, female justice on the Supreme Court? I mean, this is not an inhistoric moment.
No, but and it's not packing the court. Packing the court is what they want to do if Joe Biden wins the election. This is simply following the Constitution. Every president, 29 times in an election year, there's been a vacancy, and all 29 times the president nominated someone. I think 19 or 20 of those times they were confirmed in an election year. Schumer and his Democratic colleagues not only have a shallow view of history, because that was not the darkest day in the 231 history
of
the Senate.
But not even close.
I think they have a very shallow view of propriety, and it's really immature. I watched all of the theatrics, the thumbs downs, like they were Caesar presiding over a gladiator contest and walking out of the chamber. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, this, with great apologies to third graders around the United States, yeah, they're acting like third graders who, simply because they don't get their way, right, I'm taking my toys and I'm going home. And by the way, I'm going to get you back.
Yeah.
It's very immature, and it's very unbecoming for this deliberative body that's supposed to be one of the most distinguished deliberative bodies in the entire world.
Yeah, and you heard our friend from Hawaii who used kind of a light expletive to vote no on, I mean, that's maybe pushing it, but we're on Christian radio. I can't really say all the words. But, you know, to say no to Justice Barrett, you know, these are the kind of things that happen. I think we should hear this is a bite from Chuck Schumer. There's going to be bite 17. This is, during the hearing, right after. Let's take a listen to Chuck Schumer.
Here, at this late hour, at the end of this sordid chapter in the history of the Senate, the history of the Supreme Court, my deepest and greatest sadness is for the American people. Generations yet unborn will suffer the consequences of this nomination.
I mean, then, generations yet unborn. I mean, could you even ask for a better line than that? You think they're going to be suffering the consequences of having a pro-life justice on the Supreme Court, potentially?
I would just say that the hope is that generations unborn might receive more freedom as a result of courts taking their proper role. Logan, look, I mean, I don't think, you know, Roe v. Wade's not teed up or anything like that, but activist judicial branch is why we are in that position as it is. But, you know, Logan, one thing I would tell you is I was struck by the coordinated nature of this message. I mean, you expected it from AOC, expected it from Sheldon Whitehouse, but Logan, you also heard it from the likes of Senator Coons, someone who's not, you know, typically real quick to jump to that message. So I think it was coordinated. And here's the thing. I think you have to believe them. I think this is an effort that is going to be tried if they have all the levers of government. It's not popular with the American people, Logan. No. But look, I don't think that's going to stop them. I think when it's this coordinated, you have to believe them that that's their agenda should they have the opportunity to implement it.
Yeah, and let's chat about that a little bit, because we do have a clip from Senator Coons. We'll get to that in a second. But let's see some. If you're watching online, I want to show some tweets that we had. I know that immediately following, you have AOC, as you said, you know they'd gone tech, but this was immediately following, the response quickly became to pack the court. Do we have some of those? Do we have them up? Can we get some of those tweets up? We'll get them in a second. We're specifically, here you go. Immediately following it, it said, U.S. House Candidate 14, expand the court. Republicans do this because they don't believe Dems have the stones to play hardball like they do. And for a long time, they've been correct. But do not let them bully the public into thinking they're bulldozing a normal but response isn't. This is a legal process. There is a legal process for expansion. So normalizing the idea of packing the court, adding justices to get your way, this cannot be how we proceed. When there is precedent for the nine justices, now we've had this for how long? I mean, sure, things can change, time can evolve, but it can't just evolve because of it's not going the political way you'd like it to go.
Yeah, they're throwing the Constitution out the window. They are much more loyal to party revenge, and that's what these threats are all about, party revenge, than it is about the Constitution or the will of the American people. You know, Chuck Schumer, you know, said that because of this in his speech before the vote last night, that they needed to remember this, the Republicans, because from now on, the minority's ability to control and manage part of the Senate will be gone away, he said, if we take the majority. And I'm sorry, Harry Reid took care of that years ago. The ability of the minority party to have some influence on how the Senate operates went out the window when Harry Reid, you know, changed the rules in the Senate. So, again, Chuck Schumer, there's a lot of theatrics. It's hyperbole.
It's a show.
And it is so immature. And again, I can't believe that these are United States senators talking this way and being this petty and this spiteful when what is at stake is our constitutional republic and how we operate as a people.
All right, let's take some phone calls. And a lot of people are wanting to get their voices heard. Give me a call. I want to hear from you, whether it's regarding Justice Barrett being confirmed, court packing, or, of course, that we are just 1 week away from the election, from the general elections happening. 1 week, presidential election. Hopefully you either are voting or have voted. So give us a call. Let us know your thoughts 1 week out. Let's go ahead and we'll go in order. Let's go to John, who's calling in Georgia on line one. John, welcome. A lot of Georgia calls today, Wes. So I feel good about it. John, welcome.
Man, I feel so good. I'm just so glad she got confirmed. I'm glad that the Democrats' opposition, which was nothing, was shut down. And I'm like your previous guest just said, you know, they talk about packing the courts. They're like third graders or second graders or six-year-olds. They don't get their way, so they throw a temper tantrum. Well, let's show them. Let's show them on Election Day. Let's get rid of all the Democrats. Let's do it right. We've got a constitutional justice now, a new one, which is awesome. And I'm just so thrilled. I could hardly sleep last night. I was just so excited. And I believe we're going to do the same thing a week from today.
Well, John, I appreciate your comments, obviously, just to make sure we don't tell you who to vote for or who you should endorse or who should not. But John is very excited. Those are John's points of view. And John should be excited because when you had I honestly think, Than, we only got a couple minutes left and we can talk about this and talk about other topics. When we did get through Kavanaugh all not that long ago, you know, in your head, it's not that long ago that confirmation hearing happened, the weeks that we came back and all of the chaos to have one. And, you know, from nomination to confirmation in a couple of weeks, in a month or so, it was, even though it was not bipartisan, was a little refreshing.
I think it was a breath of fresh air, Logan. I mean, 38 days from the vacancy, 30 days from nomination to confirmation. Yes, you saw a little bit of theatrics in some of the questioning, you know, Senator Hirono, and maybe she continued that last night on the floor. But I agree with you. The process was refreshing. It was on substance. And Logan, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I think the president and Leader McConnell and Chairman Graham definitely deserve credit for that. But I think the most credit goes to now Justice Barrett, who just carried herself with such poise, such patience. I mean, When the questioning did start to get a little tense, she just calmly responded. She continued to refer back to the law. And maybe most importantly, Logan, she showed the discipline of restraint. She said, look, I know I can't have an agenda. I know in some ways I'm taking a backseat to the American people here. I recognize that's my role. And I think she deserves an awful lot of credit for just how seamless this process was.
Yeah, and we'll see how it goes. You know, you never know with a Supreme Court justice. The reason I'm never the person, you know, hanging the crown on them and saying this is our new, you know, leader of whatever movement you're a part of, because though all signs point to this being a great pick and everything, you never know until they actually are in there. But you know what? The process works. They move forward. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be 1 week out, like I'm sure like a lot of you. Maybe you're, who knows how long this thing's still going to go, but you know, cross your fingers that it's over quickly and we have an answer on election night. But you know, we'll see. We're also going to be live on election night doing some stuff. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit later as well. Again, I got a Bald Beagle video coming up, our kids' YouTube channel, about American history and government and how everything works. We're going to talk about that when we get back on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram Takeover of Jay Sekulow Live. We'll be right back again in just a moment. Support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the Logan Secular Reprogram Takeover at JSEC Hill Live, joined by Than Bennett and by Wes Smith. It's going to be a good show. We're having a good time talking about, obviously, the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Justice Barrett, got to get used to saying that. Got to get that in your lexicon now. Justice Barrett, we got a lot of calls coming in. Also, I wanted to tell you a little bit about our new Bald Beagle video. Before we end this second half hour, I think you got to hear about this. You know, we have a channel, a YouTube channel, specifically made for kids. The easiest way to go to it is just go to baldbeagle.com. Or if you go on YouTube, youtube.com/baldbeagle, you can subscribe and get notifications about when we post new videos. We always talk about it here. We've had a couple videos up already. Our first video, George Washington Loved to Dance, did really well. Had a lot of fun facts and information. We had a quiz video that followed that. And the new one, which I honestly think, and I'm sure Than in Washington, D.C. can attest this as well, we all maybe need a little education on how the Electoral College works. And I think it's just called What is the Electoral College? And it will be up today. By the time this show is over, it's going to be up on our YouTube channel. So make sure when you're done with this show, go check it out. It's about 7 minutes long. I played it for my kids last night. I thought it was going to be too long. My kids loved it. And they were able to repeat back all of the information that they were given, because I think it's important. There's so many times as a kid you're being taught, you know, about essentially a popular vote. That's like the easy way to explain an election. But we all know that's not the case. And look, can I say this is the most detailed view? This is the easy to understand at an elementary school level, which I think, again, Than, sometimes your friends in Washington, D.C. Need that as well.
I think that's true, Jordan. Logan, first of all, I would tell you, I always judge these educational kids songs by when I play them for my kids, how long they get stuck in my own head. And I got to tell you, the George Washington Loves to Dance hasn't left yet. So good job on that.
Thank you.
But I'm looking around at my notes for today's show, Logan, and I'm counting at least five different versions of the Electoral College map in front of me in different depictions, different ways. So there's no doubt that it can be confusing, even for those of us who follow it.
Yeah.
But I do think it's important for people to understand why it exists and why it was set up that way. It's not just something to hide from the American people. I think, in fact, in many ways, it was created in order to make sure that all of us had a proper role in representative government. So I haven't seen what you've done yet, but I'll be happy to take a look and then share it with my folks in D.C. They probably need it more than we do.
And we also always attach, and we're going to attach, you know, essentially like a blog-type story with this so you can have more information to share with your kids and to learn yourself. Let's play, I think we got the time. Let's play that. This is about a 2-minute clip of a 7-minute, honestly, a short episode of Bald Beagle. This is What is the Electoral College? This gives you just a quick preview, and then it'll be up after the show.
Ready to go, kiddo?
Go? Where are we going? The store?
No, it's election day. I'm going to vote. You should come along to see how it works. Your mom's going to meet us there.
Aw, Dad, that sounds boring.
It's not boring. It's actually an honor. There are countries where people don't get to choose who's in charge, and that would be pretty scary to me. Having the right to vote for our leaders is something we should be thankful for.
So the person you vote for wins?
I wish it were that easy, but no, not always. It's a little confusing. In America, we have something called the Electoral College, which determines who gets to be president.
You have to go to college to vote for the president? I am so confused.
Honestly, I still am too. But no, it's not that kind of college. The Electoral College is a... well, how do I explain?
Perhaps I can be of assistance.
Who are you?
I am U.S. Amy.
Are you a superhero?
I like to think so. I'm here to help guide confused citizens through the election process so that they can do their civic duty and vote.
That's a very specific superpower.
Some states are big, some states are small. The Electoral College makes it fair for them all.
A catchy jingle. I did not see that coming.
And I will tell you, that is probably what your kids will be singing at home. Some states are big, some states are small. The Electoral College makes it fair for them all. Obviously, it's a very broad overview of the Electoral College, but I do think your kids are going to walk away, and you're going to walk away with some general ideas that maybe you haven't thought about and how it works and why it's more fair necessarily than a popular vote. We talk a lot about flyover states. We talk a lot about the small states versus the big states, and it could not be a more important time than 1 week before the election that we release this video, because I think for a lot of people, get stuck in the popular vote mentality. And when you really look at the genius of it all to have been started, you know, obviously near the founding of the country, is a pretty remarkable thing to see when it's based on, obviously it is based on population. There's all this mix. We get into all of it on the new Bald Beagle video. What is the Electoral College? Take a view of it when the show is over. I think you're going to like it. Find it on baldbeagle.com. I'm not just going to drone on with puppets. We got other stuff to talk about. Why don't we go take a call and lead into the next conversation? Let's go to Danny, who's also calling in Georgia. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for letting me call in. Those of us with common sense here in Georgia are thrilled to death. Amy Barrett was confirmed last night. And my question was, if the shoe were on the other foot, don't you think that the Democrats would be scrambling to make sure that they got a progressive in that seat before this coming election?
Well, of course. That is part of the whole game, Than, and we obviously saw that the last time they tried. They didn't have the Senate. It's just part of the situation. The whole outrage of this, again, kind of goes back to your point, Wes, that it is kind of false outrage to get people all fired up about something that is just normal behavior in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, there's hypocrisy on both sides, and here's the honest answer, Logan. The other side would do the exact same thing, and maybe here's what some folks don't want to hear. They should. Look, and the reason for that is the American people are the ones that are supposed to have the power here. And the only way that that works is if every 2 years when they go to the polls and they either send, you know, a similar Senate to Washington, D.C., or they switch it up and say, you know what, we want to check on the president. Logan, that has to have ramifications. And so in 2016, when the American people had sent a check on President Obama, that has to be allowed to take hold. And then the last time around, when the American people sent a Senate to Washington, D.C. that affirmed President Trump, that also has to take root. So look, whether you're Republican or Democrat, I take seriously the division of power in Article 2, Section 2 that says the United States Senate can do whatever they want. In order for that to be real, Logan, they have to have permission to go either way, confirm or not confirm. Both have to be options.
And vote in your midterms. I think that's what's maybe one of the more important things. Obviously, we want to go out and vote for the president. It's the big deal. We understand that. But vote down ballot and vote in your midterms. I mean, that is a huge deal, especially when you're talking about states like Georgia he's calling in from.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, there's a reason that the Republican majority is in the Senate right now. It's because it's the will of the American people. We like for things to be balanced, for there to be true checks and balances. And so the Republicans are there because of the will of the people. The Democrats saying that somehow or another the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, this nomination in a year, it's violating the will of the American people, is so absolutely false on the face of it. It's the will of the American people that made this possible.
Absolutely. So we head to the second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live. I want to tell you to support the work of the ACLJ. We're out here fighting for you each and every day as well. That's at ACLJ.org. Check out all the stuff we got going on. Bald Beagle, obviously, aside, which is my, you know, kind of pet project here. We're doing lots of great videos for kids. We obviously have the great work of the ACLJ, and you hear about it in the news all the time. Even if you don't know it's us, a lot of times it's us behind the scenes. Please check out our work again at ACLJ.org. Got a lot more coming up. Second half hour of the Logan Sekulow Reprogram Takeover, Jay Sekulow Live, after this.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome back to the Jay Sekulow Live Takeover. This is Logan Sekulow, Logan Sekulow Reprogram. If you don't know about Logan Sekulow Reprogram, I do a show. We talk about news, politics, pop culture, and all of the above. And you can find it on my YouTube channel. It's at youtube.com/Logan Sekulow Reprogram. You can also find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But I'd love for you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I got a lot of stuff going on. And speaking of YouTube, yeah, check out my channel. They just put it up on the screen. It's a good channel. We put content up almost every day. Thousands of you have subscribed, and I appreciate it. I'd love to have thousands of you more checking out our show. It's a lot of fun. If you're looking for a fun break from your day that also, you know, dips our toe. We did a whole episode yesterday, but maybe the last few minutes we talked about Amy Coney Barrett. The first half, look, it was wild. It went off the rails. So go watch that. That is on youtube.com/Logan Sekulow Reprogram. We do it right here in the studio, and we'd love to have you. Also, I wanted to let you know that Bald Beagle, my kid's YouTube channel, the ACLJ's kids YouTube channel that we have here. We got amazing puppeteers, amazing actors, top quality kids entertainment, but from an educational point of view, we're teaching American history, how government works, how the election works, everything that you want your kids to know. And especially right now, when some of them are not home right now, or some of them are home right now, or some of them are learning virtual, or you know what, they're just not getting what you want them to get. We're going to be there for them. We just put up our second video right now. Our new video, What is the Electoral College, is available right now on our website and on youtube.com/baldbeagle. Find it there, watch it, ingest it. Then you can share that information with your kids and also show it to your kids. It's done with puppets, great animation. Have some fun doing it. But that's not the only reason we're here today. We're here, obviously, because we are talking about the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett and being 1 week out, just 1 week out from the election. I want to hear from you. There are thousands watching. Give me a call, 1-800-684-3110. We got Wes in the studio. We got Than in the studio in Washington, D.C. Andy's going to pop in the next one. We're going to go through a full breakdown of everything that's going on, but I want to hear from you. It's always important, Than and Wes, to hear from us. I mean, we got good points of view. Mm. Yeah, we got good stuff to say, but I want to hear from the people, and I want to hear from you because, we can get isolated. I think we all can. We can all get a little isolated in our own echo chamber. But let's hear from you. What's the good? What's the bad? How are you feeling? I want to know. Again, give me a call, 1-800-684-3110, and check out the work of the ACLJ. How many minutes we got in this segment left, guys? A couple minutes, 2 minutes? Let's hear. This might be set you off. Can we hear the clip from Rachel Maddow? So I'm going to play this completely out of context, and we're going to talk about it at the end, and then that'll hopefully lead us into our next segment. Here's Rachel Maddow from last night.
Over the past 8 years, Mitch McConnell, in particular, and the Republicans in the Senate in general, have embarked on a radical transformation of the judiciary. And they did through cutthroat tactics and radical hypocrisy. If Democrats just decide they're going to live with those consequences and not fight fire with fire, they're essentially disarming themselves in politics and letting McConnell's way run things for Republicans and not for the other side.
Now, Than, she's not necessarily wrong in that. They do need to fight fire with fire. This is part of the game, as we've seen very clearly. But to come up with that this is all hypocrisy and it's all cutthroat tactics, give me a break. This is just part of the deal.
Well, there's a couple of things about that statement that I don't understand. First of all, over the last 8 years, for half of that, President Obama was the president.
Right.
So I don't know where that fits in. Maybe that was just a misstatement. But look, I know this is boring, Logan, but look, here is the exact words of the Constitution. It says that the president shall nominate and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint judges of the Supreme Court and then other federal courts that have established. Logan, they were doing their job. It's true. They did transform the judiciary, but it's because the Constitution gave them the authority to do it. And the voters, Logan, picked President Trump and picked a Republican Senate to do it.
Yep. As we always say, and as you hear ad nauseum, elections have consequences. That's true in your midterms. That's true in your presidential election. Which, again, if you haven't voted yet, you got a week. We're not telling you who to vote for, but you know what? You got just a week to do it. Get out there and do what you can. Vote. Give us a call to 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. And we'll see you in just a minute. We'll be right back with Andy Economo joining us on the show.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Logan Seculo Reprogram. We'll take over Jay Seculo Live, a little combo show because we're joined by Than Bennett, Washington, D.C., Wes Smith. And now, just join us in studio, Doctor, the legend, the monster kid with me as well, Andy Economo is here with us to talk about all things in the world of what's going on. It's been a fun week. We got a fun week coming up. Yeah, yeah, one week, and then things maybe settle down. May probably not.
Nothing will ever settle down.
The world is changed irreparably. It's a crazy time. I do want to hear from all of you. Please give me a call, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. And our new video, What is the Electoral College on Bald Beagle for your kids and probably for you too, is available right now. It just went live, so make sure you go watch it, enjoy it, ingest it. Let's go ahead and take Brenda, who's calling on line 3. She's been on hold for a long time. Brenda, thanks for holding. I appreciate it. And what do you got to say?
Well, first of all, I absolutely love the fact that Justice Barrett is now confirmed to the Supreme Court. I happen to be a Catholic and a mom of a large family. It's really neat to see that, that door open.
Sure.
But I think if she does her job right, both sides are not going to end up being happy with her, because I think there are some things that push the constitutional limits on both sides. Is that not right? I mean, if she does her job and adheres to the Constitution, neither side's always going to be happy with her, right?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, she is an originalist in the mold of Justice Scalia, but she said, I'm not going to be Justice Scalia. I'm going to be Justice Barrett. She is not a judicial politician. She is not one of these game players. She's going to look at the text of the statute or the Constitution, depending upon what she's construing, and she's going to read it as an originalist reads the Constitution. And as she learned to do it when she clerked for the Supreme Court and in the many years she served on the Seventh Circuit, and she's going to do the right thing. She's a person with school-aged children, which I think makes a great deal of difference.
Sure.
The first, I think, in a long time, and I think that's going to play a lot in her decision-making. Someone who's a practical person, but again, not a judicial politician, but an originalist, and very pragmatic in the way she approaches things, and I think that's important.
I think you're right. I saw a tweet yesterday from one of my friends who's a musician. He's just was tweeting out into the universe, telling people. He said, ACB is a shining example of millions of powerful conservative women who are changing the world one small victorious or virtuous battle at a time. And I think that is a interesting statement, like you said, from a mother. And you're not talking about someone who, at this point, their kids are all grown up and they're out of the house and their kids are in college or their grandparents. This is someone with young kids who has a different point of view, but has a point of view that I think resonates with people like our caller and with millions of people around the country. You can get caught up in this sort of echo chamber of yourself. If you look at social media, you may think you're the only person who thinks a certain way or agrees a certain way. I think with Justice Barrett, you at least have someone out there, presumably representing at least someone you can relate to. And I think that people can relate to and see someone who is clearly very qualified. I saw Lindsey Graham getting like chased down in the airport or something. Yeah. They were like, how dare you, you know, support her? And he's just like, she's incredibly qualified. She's not qualified. He goes, and you can even tell, he's just like, okay, of all the arguments you can make, unqualified is not that. Than, I'm sure that happens to you in the airport too.
Nobody chases me down in the airport, Logan. Yeah. Although the qualified attack is pretty alarming on this one. She was so good in the hearings. But look, I love Brenda's call, Logan, because this is exactly how I feel. If she's as good as I think she will be, then there are absolutely going to be opinions that disappoint me and that I disagree with, because judicial restraint requires that. So quite frankly, if she ruled every time in a way that I thought was correct, then I don't think she would be doing her role justice. And the other point I would tell you, Logan, is that, you know, this connectivity with the real world, I actually think it's very important for the Supreme Court. I mean, she's going to be the first member that's not from an Ivy League school. She's going to be the first member on that court that's from the heartland, from that so-called flyover country. So if we want the American people across the country to have buy-in for our way of government, yeah, I do think that connectivity and that relatability, I think that's very important.
Absolutely. I think that is a big problem, because I'm sure that there is polling data to suggest this, whether you believe in polls or not, polling data to suggest that the majority of the country may not know how the Supreme Court works. They certainly couldn't name more than maybe a couple justices, if not any. You at least now have someone, like you said, who is a relatable person on that court, and hopefully that can help change that. One of the reasons we started Bald Beagle, the kids' channel, is to hopefully at an early age explain, now my 7-year-old and my 4-year-olds know how the Electoral College, at least from a general point of view, work. And I will tell you, at 7 years old, I did not. I will tell you, I probably did not until I voted for the first time, and probably till Bush v. Gore, and it became a big deal. You know, that was really the first time that that became something that was mainstream media even attention. So, you know, we're trying to educate kids in a different way and also educate adults in there. We want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110. I did want to pivot a little bit. CNN last night obviously covered the live swearing in. Justice Thomas swears in Amy Coney Barrett, a late night moment. So I don't know what the viewership was like, but I know a lot of people did watch it. There are some pictures they're putting up from it. Looks great. But CNN specifically, I got sent this because I was not watching CNN. You know, I'll be honest. You know, not necessarily my go-to, but, you know, say which one. This was their Chyron. This is the lower thirds that they put on the screen. Again, historic moment. 5th female justice on the Supreme Court in the history of the United States of America. And this is what they decided immediately following. This was 9:07 p.m. This was minutes later. It says, breaking news. Trump's Supreme Court nominee about to be sworn in at a White House at another potential super spreader event. So a completely insane headline from a historic moment. If you ever question the fact that when people around you scream the fake news argument, that they are that they're illegitimately saying that, or they're saying that because they're, look at that. I mean, that is completely insane to see a major news outlet, the one that probably holds themselves up with the most credibility, that pretends they are. Though I saw some clip that was, you know, you got Anderson Cooper out there New Year's Eve, you know, goofing off, you know, your biggest newsman. But you have this Trump Supreme Court nominee about to be sworn in at White House. Great, good statement. That's a factual news statement. And another potential super spreader event. Now, we saw the masks all over everyone, but regardless, I mean, Andy, when you look at that, your initial reaction has to be that we've gone so far. It's almost like there's no turning back in forms of the media.
No, I mean they've got to give the line that is the factual historical line.
Right.
Then they got to give the little cut,
just a jab,
little jab, the little slug that really, even though we're engaged in a historical event, and I got to tell you, I had a lump in my throat when I saw Clarence Thomas standing
there. I know.
Because I know, and I watched, I was old enough. I think McKinley was president at the time. But I remember the absolute torture that that man went through to get confirmed by the Senate Judiciary Committee, and how he was tortured by those committee members. And here he is now, the senior associate justice, giving a an oath to the newest justice on the Supreme Court. And yet CNN has got to put that little jab in there about this is not a historical event. It's a super spreader event.
It's a super spreader event, which sounds so insane. I mean, look, I mean, who knows? We'll see in a couple weeks. But that's not the point. The point was, this was the news of the day. This was the story and what they decided to do. And honestly, even the way it's wording is so worded is so subliminal. As if that was a talking point. As if one of the talking points going into this was, this could be a super spreader event. We could do it. No, it's just someone, some producer with an agenda saying, here's what I want is the headline. And this is the biggest problem we have, because people only read headlines. So if you only read that headline, you read that and you go, oh, well, you know, most of these people must have tested positive for COVID-19. There's got to be some reason that they're calling this a potential super spreader event. But no, they're just doing it because obviously there was an issue with her last event at the White House. Everyone knows that. That's been taken into consideration. There's definitely a lot more precautions. But still, regardless, it devalues the importance of this moment, Than. And I don't think, like you said, you were there. You remember Justice Thomas. These should be moments that we remember for the historical nature of them, regardless of party. And it, clearly this is just being used by the news at this point, 1 week out from election, to push their agenda.
Logan, I've got two daughters. They're 10 and 8. And I will tell you, over the last several weeks, I made a point of doing two things with them. One, I made sure that they were watching when Judge Barrett was nominated by President Trump for this position. The other thing that I made sure they did is tune in to part of the vice presidential debate as Kamala Harris took the stage to debate. And one of the points that I made to them at both occasions is, look, we have to have the ability to disagree together. I agree with, you know, maybe one of these women, and maybe I don't agree with the other one. But the idea that we live in a country where that you can achieve this kind of thing, Logan, I wanted them looking to those examples for an aspirational moment.
Absolutely.
I think CNN made a big mistake to the girls of our nation in taking the focus off of this tremendous achievement last night.
100% agree. Now, were your kids up, Than, to watch last night? I feel like they're probably asleep at that point.
They were asleep by the grace of God.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't think you're waking them up. This is not a wake them up moment. I mean, you can play it on the DVR later on. We've all had little kids. I'm not doing it. So, well, regardless, we got a couple more segments coming up. I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Get your voice heard right now. 1-800-684-3110. Support the work also of the ACLJ. And check out our new video on Bald Beagle on what is the Electoral College. We'll be right back with Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line: we could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the last segment of Logan Sekulow Reprogram Takeover, Jay Sekulow Live. This is the last segment, right, guys? Okay, I'm just making sure. You know, time moves in different ways, and sometimes you don't know. I want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110, and you're not calling me. And you know what? I'm personally offended. 1-800-684-3110. I'm looking at you, Facebook viewers. I know you're out there. I know some of you Reprogram fans listen every day. What are you doing? Pick up the phone, call me, tell me. I want to know your point of view and your thoughts on this historic, week ahead. Obviously, polls have tightened, and we have seen a lot of shifting going on. Some polls now do have President Trump ahead. Some, the majority have Joe Biden ahead. I do think it's an odd moment, and Than, maybe you could talk about this, and we'll go around. If the polls were this far apart, historically, I feel like it wouldn't feel as uncertain. But because of, I guess, the last election and in general, nobody really feels like making their real predictions. This is an odd moment for polling. And I think in a week we'll be able to know, or maybe a little bit longer, if polling in the way that we've been doing it historically can even be accurate.
Yeah, a couple of things I would say, Logan. First of all, the one you just made, I do think it's more difficult to poll in this moment in history than ever before. And I frankly don't think that's probably ever going to change, at least not in the near future. Yeah. I think it still exists today. But the second point I would make is actually directly related to the Electoral College video that you played, Logan. I mean, a huge reason for Hillary Clinton's, 3 million plus win in the popular vote last time was because she did spend so much time in California and New York down the stretch. And those of us who were watching it, I mean, we knew she thought she had it in the bag, but we still could not figure out why her hubris would allow her to do that, because she was running up the numbers in places, Logan, that weren't going to matter in determining the presidency, while the president, the now president, was spending time in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Ohio, and eventually, it paid off. Now, the vice president, Joe Biden, is spending time in the appropriate states now, but he was off the campaign trail last time. So, I think the polling is an issue, but also the national polls, in many ways, Logan, they're just completely irrelevant. The only polls that really matter are in the states where it's close enough, where those electoral votes are up for grabs. I'm not dismissing the other states, but there's just the truth of the matter is there's a few dozen states out there that one candidate has essentially already sealed up, and they should be focusing on the remainder of them.
Yeah, and we're seeing it's such a weird time because you've had Biden not really been out there the last couple of days, showed up yesterday, started making more appearances now. What do we do a week out? Is this such a different time that you have to, even as the candidate and as the campaign, do you think they've pushed such an different narratives when it comes to the response even to COVID-19, the response to everything, that they almost have to play on brand? And I think that could be a positive and a negative for them.
It's so close right now. I think no one knows what is going to happen a week from today. And what we learned 4 years ago is that you can't really trust the polls or even the early voting data. We don't know how many people are actually going to show up next Tuesday and vote on that day. And so it's too close to call. Thank God for the Electoral College, because it means that we're not a true democracy. We're a constitutional republic, and we elect our president so that no one populous state or city can choose the president. We spread that out so that all the American people have a voice. That's why we have the Electoral College.
Sure.
But again, too close to call. I do think Joe Biden is hurting himself with what he said about oil and fossil fuels.
Yeah. Hopefully that's being in those states where that, because obviously we're not really seeing a lot of ads here,
right.
But hopefully the ads that are being pushed into those states where oil is the lifeblood.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I mean, they got to be pushing it.
And then him said he would appoint a commission to study packing the court. The polls this morning said 60% of Americans are against changing the number on the Supreme Court. I think that will hurt him with people who haven't voted yet. And then, of course, his tepid, anemic campaign, not going anywhere much.
Yeah.
And being in Warm Springs, Georgia today, I don't think is going to help Vice President Biden very much.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to help him. I had a house in Warm Spring, Georgia, and lived in Meriwether County for 10 years from 1985 to 1995. That is a conservative Republican area. I don't think he really went there to get votes.
Well, I think
it was a homage in some way to FDR,
yeah.
Whom he called boneheaded, by the way, for trying to pack the court
right.
In the 30s. So that, I don't know the sense that made.
Biden's events that he's doing, he limits it to staff and mainly reporters. These are not crowds of potential voters that are showing up.
This is just a press event. Now, to bring up another, let's talk a little bit about early voting and polls. To talk about another place that you've spent some time, Andy. This is coming out of Florida. Obviously, we've seen some polls shift. But Florida early voting. That's an early voting. Republicans are leading right now. This is only by 5,500. 5,500 early votes in Miami-Dade County. And I think that says a lot about what's happening. That's an early vote, something that people are not. They're expecting, obviously, a big push for Republicans to be voting on Election Day. I've already voted. Fair warning, I've already voted, so I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, but I voted. So like, I've already taken care of that. But in Miami, we are seeing the reports already that 5,500 early votes in Miami-Dade, Republicans are leaning by that. And the Democrats are only 185 up in Palm Beach. So
yeah.
South Florida.
Yeah, well, I was born in Miami and spent my formative years in Miami, and even though I'm ultimately moved to Atlanta, but yeah. I have a very warm spot in my heart for Miami-Dade County, and I think that the fact that you have got that many advanced voting makes a great deal of difference. I really think the Cuban community down there, which is very heavily in the area that I grew up with, at 8th Street, Calle Ocho, yeah. That's where I went to elementary school, at Coralway Elementary School, and I remember all those fond times down there. They're a hardworking people who have tremendous principles,
yep.
Who came from a dictatorship, who do not like socialism, who work extremely hard at the businesses that they engage in, who don't want to pay higher taxes, who don't want to lose their insurance because of pre-existing conditions, and the president has said he's not going to do that. But I think the fact that there has been that kind of a turnout is going to make a big difference in Dade County.
Well, we're going to know hopefully in a week or so. The fact that Florida's already kind of taken care of that is interesting. When it looks at that area, you're right. And I kind of said this about Hawaii last week. We got a lot of calls in from Hawaii. These are family people. These are people who represent. And I think President Trump has done a pretty good job at activating a base that was not activated before, which again, like you said, the Cuban community, communities that are extremely principled, extremely family-based communities. And it'll be an interesting week, guys. We'll see. I'm sure I'll be back. I know election night. I don't think we're allowed to mention what exactly, but we'll be here live. You're going to be here live. We're going to be doing an election night special. We'll have a full promotion of that coming up later this week. So look forward to that. Check out our new video, What is the Electoral College? And you may be asking yourself that, or maybe something good for your kids to watch before election night so they have a good idea of how this is all going to go and how this is all going to shake out. Find that right now on our Bald Beagle YouTube channel. That is youtube.com/baldbeagle. Again, for those listening, that is Beagle with a B, like the dog. It is a half dog, hybrid, half eagle, Bald Beagle. Take a look. It's just fun to say. It's fun to say. You know, it's a fun term. Hopefully your kids will remember it. My kids do. I judge everything through them. They seem to really enjoy this video. And our team did a wonderful job knocking this out this week. And I want to thank all of them who worked on it because, wow, just a tremendous piece for kids to watch and for adults to watch. About 7 minutes of educational entertainment. We're going to have more coming up from Bald Beagle each and every week and month. You'll see new content that's going to be posted continually. Quizzes, games, blogs, videos, as much as we can get to your kids when they need it the most. Support the work of the ACLJ. That's at aclj.org. Thanks to Wes. Thanks to Andy. Thanks to Than for popping in, carrying me through this last hour. I appreciate all of you who listen, all of you who watch. Check out the Logan Secular Reprogram on YouTube. And until next time, and as always, if you see that storm brewing, don't worry. Give 15 minutes. Give 30 minutes. Because it'll pass. We'll talk to you next time on the Reprogram.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.